Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Small Business Digest Radio. My name is Don Mazzella, and I am your host for a program devoted to identifying strategies and suggestions to help small business managers increase profits, add sales, better manage cash flow, improve employee management, and streamline operations. Our guests are other entrepreneurs and experts offering their solutions to the problems and opportunities facing small business leaders. Our aim in each program is to provide one or two thought-provoking ideas or suggestions. So follow us on Twitter at hashtag 2SBDigest or at our website at www.smallbusinessdigest.net.
Hello there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Test.
We have a special program today. It involves Allison Dutch. She has an unusual company that really helps small business. Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself personally before we talk about your business.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me, Dawn. Well, I've been a publicist for 30 years, and I have two companies. One is a traditional PR agency that launches new products, and in 2009 I created a do-it-yourself PR experience called Consumer Product Events.
Now, Allison, we're here at Morton's in New York. Tell us a little bit about what's going to your press preview and what it means for small business.
So about 8 times a year, Dawn, we hold these wonderful little exclusive events where we introduce product companies to a whole bunch of reporters in one day. And this is a big deal because publicists, if you were to hire an agency for $6,000 or $10,000 a month, they never share with you their contacts. They don't even share them with each other, actually. So the fact that you're meeting all these reporters in person is somewhat of a miracle. And then we give you the press list afterwards to do your own publicity. So the event that we're doing in New York today is for back-to-school baby and kids products. And, for example, there will be reporters here from Life and Style magazine, from the Huffington Post, and there will be about 50 reporters here today, and there's about 20 products.
Okay. So small business wants to reach press. Why is this an effective way of doing it?
Well, we specialize in working with entrepreneurs and small businesses. Most people, when they dream up a wonderful idea that they turn into a product, don't realize that that's just the tip of the iceberg. And what needs to happen then and for the rest of the life of their business is to actually market it to the customers who want to buy it. So there are many different marketing methodologies that you can use. Publicity is one of them. It happens to be the most cost-effective and definitely the most wide-reaching. So, you know, getting reporters who, like a reporter from Life and Style magazine that may have 5 million readers, you can see the exponential value of that. A reporter, of course, gives their objective opinion about a product, which, again, is also very valuable for a product because people read and listen to things that reporters say, and they believe it because they know that it's objective and it's not an ad that someone has placed there and that they've paid for.
Well, What are some of the people here today, and why are they themed?
Yeah, so we theme these products, I mean, these events to a time of year when the press needs certain kinds of things. So in June, we hold a holiday gift guide so that you can get into those Q4 magazines where or television shows that are doing recommendations for holiday products. And then in October, we do a Valentine's Day gift guide so they can get into the February issues. This is held just before the fall, which is back to school season.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, like I said, I've been in this business for a long time, and we spend a big part of our time and energy managing our clients' expectations and developing strategies for them. And it's a very in-depth and very time-consuming experience, which actually I love. But just one day we thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just sort of like be matchmakers and matchmake products to the press that we already know? And that's how the idea was born.
One question for you. What types of people have come and been at this show?
All different kinds of products. We've had a lot of huge companies like Hasbro and Lego, KitchenAid, Starbucks, you know, all kinds of big companies like that. But I would say the lion's share of them, probably about 3/4 of them, are small startup companies that are anywhere from, you know, 0 to 20 million. So today we have some fantastic baby apparel products, and we have actually, here's a big company who's here today, is Mini Baby Bell Cheeses, who's doing this fabulous lunch pail promotion. We have, boy, I don't have the press release in front of me, and now I'm blanking. We have some wonderful educational products, some beautiful books that teach kids how to spell and about the etymology of letters, et cetera. So there's some super cute products.
Well, you know, you give a wonderful pre-show presentation. One of the things you say is about follow-up. Talk a little bit about follow-up, because that's one of my pet bugaboos.
So we have a lot of entrepreneurs who come to our events, and then maybe about 10 or 20% of them are publicists who know what to do with these reporters and what to do with this list afterwards. But entrepreneurs oftentimes have expectations about spending money on marketing and then it just doing itself. There's no such thing. And there's also no such thing as an elephant hunt, meaning you're not just going to get into Oprah magazine and your business is all of a sudden going to explode. You need to do marketing. You need to spend money and time on marketing for the lifetime of your business. I want to make sure that you guys hear that. For the lifetime of your business, you need to be spending money and time on marketing. It doesn't just happen overnight. So after you come to an event like this, you need to call those reporters back, and you need to call them and email them every single time you have a new SKU in your line, or every single time you have something to announce, like you just got into Target, or or you feel that your product is something that sells well at the holidays. You want to call them to see if you can get into the holiday gift guides. So you need to really nourish these relationships into something that you can use for the lifetime of your business. And that happens after this event.
What advice do you give people who come that you feel is the most effective for them?
That would be a question you should probably ask some of the exhibitors, to be honest with you. It depends, because everybody's in sort of different phases of their business. Some of them are brand new startups, and some of them are a little bit more seasoned entrepreneurs. But I would say that the value of what I feel that we bring to them is exposure to people that they would never meet in one place and one time ever.
One final thing. How do people contact you if they want to be on your program?
Well, you can go to our website, which is consumerproductevents.com, or you can email me directly. My email is Allison, spelled Alyson, at consumerproductevents.com.
Allison, we have some of your people on today, so we're going to let you get back to the program and have our next guest come.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Don, for having me. I really appreciate it. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Welcome. Our next guest, who is?
Jenna Landry.
Okay.
With Lost My Name.
Tell us a little bit about yourself personally. First.
Personally. I am a New Yorker. I've worked in publishing and media for many years in fashion.
Okay. And why are you here today, and what's your product?
I am here. I'm Director of Strategic Partnerships for Lost My Name. We're a UK-based company that launched personalized children's books.
Okay. And what's your product?
Our product is a little boy and a little girl who lost my name, and the incredible intergalactic journey home.
Okay. Having said that, tell our audience what your product does.
We create magical moments for grown-ups to share with the children in their lives.
Okay. Continue. you're giving short answers. The audience doesn't want to hear me. They want to hear you.
So you go to our website, and you would type in the child's name, and then you would walk you through the story, and you see a video of how it's made. We're print on demand.
Having said that, and we're just starting, so you don't know, why did you choose this program, and what advantages does it offer your company?
I think it's a great opportunity to meet a number of reporters at once.
Okay, and what do you tell these reporters when you see?
We walk them, give them a little bit of overview on the product, and walk them through how to make their own book.
Well, we're getting you're not supposed to be talking. We're having what's called in radio dead air. So
go ahead.
I can cut this. Stay on the air for a little bit while Al gets another. To our audience, our guest is saying she's not supposed to be talking.
Oh my God.
But that's okay. You're the of live broadcasting. That's okay. Because our next guest is coming right now. Well, one thing we have, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Yeah. Listen, don't touch that. Don't touch anything. Just talk into it as if you talk regularly. We have a little problem.
Okay.
And we can hear, too, what you're saying.
Good morning.
We had a very unusual. She's got a red hat and an outfit that's extremely interesting. And our next guest is Dr. Klim. I love the name. Tell us your full name and a little bit about yourself personally.
Good morning. I'm Rebecca Klim. I do have a PhD, so I am a true doctor of statistics. And I am now known as the Numbers Lady. I have taught all ages from pre-K to gray to PhD. I run a research firm. And after I did a musical called Cooking Up Numbers, where the numbers were the characters, it was a bucket list of fun things to do since I love theater. People said, oh, my goodness, please don't stop. You're making everybody understand what math came from and what it's about. And it started with geometry. We have a picture of three with the pyramids, with the recycle sign, with the three little pigs, the three musketeers, the triangle instrument, and it goes on, and we're all about how numbers calibrate how we see the world, and that's actually where they came from.
Okay. And what's your product that you're talking about tonight?
Well, we have a brand known as Numbers Alive, and particularly for the younger children, we call it Team 10, so that people understand that there are 10 digits made as a team by Zero. That is why Zero is the hero, not because it rhymes, but because Zero came in 1300 to create the base 10 system we have today that allowed for going forward on algebra. Team 10 are plush numbers that we've been making for a while. We make them in plush. Little ones have magnets in their heads. So children learn to make 1 and 0 into 10 in their hands. And that engagement is very different than on a piece of paper or a workbook. We also have just recently won the one of the 6 best independently published books and children's picture books. It was announced here at the American Library Association. It's called High Five, and it's what I conceived of as the first numbers book for a little tiny child. They can carry it in their hand. It's plush. They interact with them, the numbers. It's soft, crinkly. One has a beeper. 3 is a fluffy triangle. So you learn about high five, your hands with a handle. So that's a new product. And also our puzzles called Number Links was named the top educational invention at the large INPEX Inventor Show this June. So the patent will be out, the full patent will be out this summer. We've already paid the final bill. And it links shape and number, which is unusual, with various numbers of complexity of pieces and cards where you see links to animals, dominoes, stringed instruments, and those that you can make yourself. Very, very layered, well-designed, and we've won accolades worldwide for this. It took 4 years to get this right, and it's finally getting a patent in polygons and puzzles. Very rare in the U.S. to get that kind of a patent today.
Well, you really know your field well. Tell us why you're here at this show and what advantages do you have?
Well, we need to get the word out. I've been developing these products. They were unusual as people asked me to do them. As I traveled the world, I saw what was available and what was not available. And I took it back to where did math come from, not just how you memorize manipulation. It came from geometry, and we now know perhaps 85% of learners learn visually and kinesthetically. So I'm bringing back the bases of how people learn and how math was developed into the ways they can then go forward and understand how math was really developed and why. Why is it here? And so they create and become friends you can count on with the numbers that are friendly, tell stories about them in our songs, books. We're totally blended learning across all kinds of ways that people can learn. And some of our products go all the way up to adult. So I was actually at Maker Faires, and I had parents that were trying to do the puzzles for the children, and I think that's not the way they're going to learn. If they need help, they'll usually ask. So I said, I need to make puzzles for the parents to be doing or the adults to be doing while the children were engaged. So I came up with the puzzling polygons, as I call it, for the adults, and it's really fun to watch the children come over and say, Daddy, I got mine done. You need my help with your puzzle? So it's all ages to learn about what polygons and geometry and math means. And then the arithmetic just falls out.
Well, how did you hear about this show, and why did you decide to do it?
I heard about this show. I think they contacted me. Our name is Al. We're in a lot of public events and Maker Faires. And I decided I liked a small, intimate show where we could really talk about what generated the rise in what we were doing. It was asked by parents and teachers to do this. I didn't say it's time to have another firm. I ran a research firm. And it was the request of parents and teachers to make math understandable and the way people could interact with it and learn very quickly by storytelling, kinesthetic, puzzle skills, and so on worldwide. And so I've been teaching worldwide, and they're visual, which means anyone in the world can use them.
Well, we're hoping we can get a picture of your kit up because your costume, because it's a very effective way of reaching across. What has been some of the difficulties you've overcome getting your company this far?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'll tell you, once I had done the musical and people were in awe about all the visualization and the sound, I applied for a grant. Someone said you should do this small grant, and I did, and I called it Learning to Look for Numbers. And I said, take a number, because I've actually started making them. I was a seamstress, and so I designed everything, and I designed the numbers to make them soft and friendly, so you wouldn't have, you teach a hard subject with soft sculpture, which to me, a way, you can't hate something that you're hugging. That's a very interesting thing neurologically. So it breaks down anxiety, which was part of what I was going for. And so I wrote and said we could do that. We would have an activity for schools, and we still do those activities. And people said, but how would we? How do we know there would be anything for them to find? So I realized I had a very, very hard way to go up the hill to have people open their eyes and look at world patterns around them. And it's fascinating to watch adults and children, once I've given a presentation or they've seen my pictures and seen the things on our website, that all of the numbers have a character based on how they show up in the world. So five is the Pentagon. It's the hands. It's the five senses. It's all the different things, the Olympic rings. It's the things you see and how they have been used to relate the world together visually and in sound. It's also Beethoven's fifth, which is based on fifth. So you can hear these things. You can see these things. It's the abacus. It's the world. It's the design of Angerwatt, is known as a quincunx, which is what we see on a domino. So these patterns of the world are what bind us together, and also we have our own little specialties. I think it's an interesting question. Why did every culture develop a number system? And that is something about us as humanity and culture, that we needed something to describe the quantities, describe what we saw in the stars, and be able to build things. And that's where we start with in terms of why math is here.
Now that you're this far, yeah, how have you financed your company?
I have financed it completely myself. My other research firm is still ongoing, and it has been the funding source of everything we've done, in addition to manufacturing, writing books, publishing, and now and even videos. Now we are looking for financing to even be able to expand it more. We do have a distributor in the Middle East, and we have people who are interested and perhaps can license the puzzles to make them out of wood anywhere in the world. It makes sense to do that through licensing. But we're now leveraged at the point with a brand that has received accolades in every vertical of books, music, digital, and manufacturing. It is time now to put them, they are put together, and to go forward, and now we need to spread the word so more people can learn what it's about and have joy about what math is for.
Well, your products are made of wood, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get them? Is it offshore, or do you do it here in the United States?
We actually make the wood puzzles in the United States, and we make them in many ways, sometimes to order, because we can put languages on them depending on what people want. At this point, we make them only in the U.S. for the puzzles, but we believe they could be licensed because people can make wood products all over the world for the particular areas where they need to be, and they tend to be more expensive to ship. But for the North American market, we will make them totally in the U.S.
How can people reach you, find out about your products and reach you?
The best way, even though we are on lots of social media, is through our website, which I have to say we're now redesigning, as we now know that we have won so many awards, we can be a little more aggressive in terms of what we have actually changed in people's behavior and learning about math. But it's www.numbersalive.org.
Okay, and if they wanted to talk to you directly, how do they do it?
They can call our number, which is 202-438-5794. That gets directly to me. And people sometimes want me to come and speak and give presentations or learn more about how this idea came to be. You can call me directly, 202-438-5794.
Based on your experience, what would be the thing that you would say most you would recommend to our audience to do as a small business owner?
grit and perseverance. It is going to take so much more time, energy, and effort than you ever imagined. I used to teach business school at Georgetown University, and I taught statistics and production. And it was a lot easier to talk about than it is to do it. You have to believe in it, or why should anybody else? And you have to have grit, and you just have to keep going and keep going and have unlimited energy to believe in what you're doing.
One final thought before we get our next guest. Anything else you want to say to our audience?
I just want you to realize math is the language of the world. Galileo said that, and Einstein reiterated it. It is what binds us, but we came from different directions and different systems to where we got to the base 10 system of today. And it is what unifies us, and it is also how we describe things visually. That's where it came from.
Well, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful. Thank you.
We have our next guest. Introduce yourself.
So I'm Kelly Breimeyer from Capri Designs.
Okay. First, we always ask a question. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally before we talk.
So personally, I love, one of my greatest passions is just social, helping out socially, so social issues. So I spend a lot of my time working with kids, with teenage girls. So I have a big dinner every week to have some girls over to my house where I just get the opportunity to mentor them and pour into their lives. I love to do mission work overseas. So I actually am working with a group of Haitian orphans over in the U.S. right now, traveling throughout the U.S., so I've been having a lot of fun this summer working with them, but just I love pouring into kids, I love pouring into teenagers, so that's my life outside of work right now, yes.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about your prop.
So I have a line of stationery and designer handbags. What we do is the mission of our company is to seek out just really incredible artists and designers and take their surface art kind of unknowns and just really introduce them to the world on beautiful handbags and stationery products. The most recent collection that we've released, it's called Capri Designs Clearly Fashion. So it's a line of clear handbags, and it came about because there's a lot of places converting over to clear handbags just for security reasons. So the NFL kind of kicked it off in 2013, requiring clear handbags for their stadiums. And then this year, you're going to see a lot of college football stadiums changing over to the clear handbags. So we launched a line this year because what is on the market is very basic. It's not very trendy or fashion forward at the moment. So we've had a lot of requests, like, what about the fashion conscious woman? So we introduced the line of clear handbags this year, which are just really classic accents of vegan leather and classic accents of gold hardware, which is trending right now. So something beautiful that they can pair as they do walk into the stadium or into events or even into a secure workplace like a department store.
When you say it's our company, is it your company or?
So it is a company owned by my dad and my two sisters. So it's three girls in total and my dad. So my dad and I started the company in 2002. So he's the president. I'm the creative director of the company. So I get to do all the fun design work and find our fun artists.
The audience can't see it, but she's saying all of this with a smile. She obviously knows what we're doing.
I guess.
Before we go further, tell us, the audience, how they can see your products and possibly buy them.
Definitely. So our products can be viewed on our website, www.capridesigns.com. We primarily sell to gift boutiques throughout the United States and also in a lot of college bookstores throughout the United States. So they can be viewed and purchased there or on our website.
Say this site again.
It's Capri Designs, CAPRIdesigns.com.
Okay. Now, obviously, it's a family business.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you find positive about your family business and some of the negatives?
So we always say the best thing about working with my family is being with my family. The worst thing about the business is being with the family. It's just, there are great times. It's great to be able to lift each other up and have the family around us. It's fun being able to explore all of our own talents and build that into what the business is today. So, for instance, me, I get to do all the design work, the creative work. Our youngest sister, she joined the company about 2 years ago. She went to school for graphic design, so she gets to work with me, and I get to work with her every day, which is great. And then the middle sister, she has such a great personality. She loves interacting with people, so she's our sales manager. So it's just fun really being able to explore those talents and being able to build each other up. We are so comfortable with each other that there are days we step on each other's toes that you wouldn't happen in other work environments. So that can be a challenge. And we've learned to navigate it well. So it is a struggle, but it's also an incredible blessing at the end of the day.
But what happens if there's a disagreement within your family?
So if there's a disagreement, we've had to navigate that, and we've set up a structure as far as, you know, who the final decision makers are within our company to finally being able to navigate that and really just coming to an agreement. So we'll sit down, we'll discuss it during those times when we do find ourselves disagreeing on a direction to take or what to do. You know, we'll kind of share our own perspectives, and then at the end of the day, the final decision will come down to my dad, he's the president of the company, or myself, just kind of depending on what territory that falls in, whether it's a design direction or corporate direction.
Why are you here today?
So I am here today just to kind of find a different place to present our product. So our primary markets, and we are a pretty small company, so we focused on a lot of gift shows. So gift shows within our own market. So I think it's fun to explore different avenues, different ways of getting our product out there to consumers, to present ourselves so that they can see what we have. So that's what today is all about.
Tell us a little bit about your design. How do you come up with these various designs? They're very pretty, and I just want to walk the show. So tell me a little bit about how you come up with the design.
So a lot of times, so as far as I do a lot of silhouette design myself, so designing kind of the look. So I look at the market, look at what's trending, and just try and come up with unique things. So for instance, when vintage fashion was coming back and that was popular, taking those old styles and just making it new again, within the design and the styling behind that. So that's how I do my own design. As far as our designers themselves who do the surface design for us, they look at trends. One of their biggest time is spent just looking at market trends and what's happening within the fashion industry and what prints are being released. And then they take those and they put their own spin and styling on it, just depending on their own perspective on art.
You talk a lot about trends. What do you see the trends for this coming fall and winter?
So as far as this coming fall and winter, so like I had mentioned before, our newest line, that Clearly Fashion line, we're doing that one purely based on market trends and where we're seeing the market going. So it's a market where there's not much product to fill it at this moment. So it really is trending as far as what we're seeing security-wise in the marketplace. So it's not so much fashion-based trending, but it's product need-based trending. And again, just right now you're seeing a lot of golds in the market from a fashion perspective. So that's why we pulled in those classic accents of the gold hardware that you'll see. So it's just a throwback to very classic look.
Tell us again your website.
So it's Capri Designs, CAPRIDesigns.com.
Well, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You're really very good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have our next guest, very attractive woman with a very attractive dress on. Tell us your name and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. It's nice to be here today. I'm Ayo Hart, the founder of Dolphin Organics.
You're very soft-spoken.
Oh, so sorry. Ayo Hart.
The audience needs
it's a pleasure to be here. Sorry. I'm Ayo Hart. I'm the founder of Dolphin Organics.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally.
Sure. I live here right in New York in northern Westchester. I'm the mom of two adorable 10-year-old twin girls. And I've been working with Dolphin Organics with my husband for the past 5 years. We just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. In addition to running the company, I also coach a high school basketball team locally in Westchester.
Oh, our audience is not hearing you well enough. You're a little bit strong with force.
A little more forceful. Okay.
That's it. Okay, now, tell us about your product.
Sure. So Dolphin Organics is a full range of natural, eco-friendly skincare for newborns all the way up to tweens. We have Dolphin Organics, which is our trademark line, and it was especially formulated for newborns. So it's naturally tear-free, it's pH balanced to be gentle on the skin. And then our Do Naturals line is the perfect next step for older children, you know, really up to adults.
Who developed?
My husband and I worked with a gentleman who's right here in the United States. He's been doing natural skincare for about 5 years and in the personal care industry for 30 years. And we just got our EWG verification, so we're super excited to be one of the few that are EWG verified now. And it's been a learning process for us. But what's been exciting has been learning about how many chemicals are here in the States that are allowed or not. My husband's actually English. He's from the UK. And their standards in the EU are much stricter than here in the States, and we were just a little shocked at that. And that was really our impetus, was to try to clean up our own bathroom.
Well, what is it about your products that make them unique?
I'd say that the most unique thing about our product really is the ingredients. We take very care, all of our ingredients, with the exception of sometimes the jojoba, are sourced here in the United States. It's completely non-GMO. And like I said, one of the few, the EWG verification in Skin Deep is a very strict process. It's not just your ingredients, but it looks at the whole formulation and the process. So there are no byproducts to worry about. We use post-consumer packaging. So we like to think of ourselves as sustainable, not just in what's in the bottle, but the bottle itself and just our entire business. You know, we drive hybrid cars, and we're 100% committed to trying to make a smaller carbon footprint. And the other thing we do that we're very proud of is we give a percentage of all of our portion of our profit to Friends of Karen, which is a local nonprofit here in New York. They give care for children with cancer and critical illness.
How did you come to get into the business?
It really was my husband's idea. You know, like I said, 5 years ago, or actually 7 years ago, he came to me. At the time, his father had been diagnosed with cancer. He's a farmer in the UK, or was a farmer in the UK, and it's something that we couldn't get our heads around, how someone who ate food that he grew in his own backyard could find himself sick. But it made us a little more conscientious of the things that we were using. We've lost his father since then. His mother is a breast cancer survivor. And so we just became much more in tune to how much important it is that what goes on your body is just as important that it's clean as what goes in your body. And that was really what sparked it all.
Okay. Now, how did you finance your company?
Well, we've been fortunate to finance most of it solely. It's a small family business, and so, you know, we are solely financed with personal investors. We have been working diligently to build the company, to build the brand, to generate more revenue. And, you know, down the road, we might look at doing more investing from outside sources as we try to grow and grow in our distribution. Right now, we're just personally financed.
Where are you located?
Our headquarters are right in New York, right in Bedford, New York. Like I said, we live in northern Westchester, so I like to be close to home because I like to still be the mom, and I do coach. So the office is about 20 minutes from our home, right in Westchester.
Where did you hear about this program, and what do you hope to get out of it?
I've actually first met Allison, Allison Dutch, at Expo West a couple of years ago out in Anaheim. And, you know, like I said, we are personally financed. So at the time, it was something we couldn't afford to do. But I've been wanting to work with her for a while. And when I got the most recent email, I said, I need to make sure this happens. I think one of the things with Soft Organics is one of the sort of the best kept secrets. You know, not a lot of people have heard of us. And what we're hoping to do is raise more awareness about our brand, but also just about skincare in general. I always say to people since the day we first launched, if you don't choose Dolphin, at least learn to educate yourself. Go to EWG, go to Skin Deep, and learn about the ingredients that are in the products you use so that you can make an educated decision. So,
The audience can't see it, but here's another woman that comes with a bright, a happy smile, holding on to her product for dear life. This is the first time you've done an interview like this?
On radio, yes. I've done news interviews on television, but not on radio.
Again, tell our audience how they can learn about your product.
Sure. We have a website, which is dolphinorganics.com, just dolphin like the dolphin in the scene, and organics with an S. .com, and we have our full story there. Readers, sorry, listeners can look for our products, learn more about our ingredients, social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us in hundreds of stores across the country.
How did you come up with the name, Dolphin?
So, again, going back to my husband, whose brainchild this was, at the time my girls were quite young, and he would, you know, give them the bath while I was coaching, and they had these little dolphins in the bath that sort of whistled with the water. And it was their absolute favorite bath toy. And so when we were first starting to try with the soaps, it just clicked with him, dolphin, because they love dolphins. And we sort of thought, who doesn't like dolphins? And, you know, one thing about our product is also biodegradable. Our sunscreen's been very popular at some of the larger resorts because it doesn't affect the coral reef. And so it was really, like I said, just a soup to nuts, not just what's in the bottle, but what happens to it once it goes, you know, into your water. So, yeah.
Where do you sell your product?
Well, we sell it on our website, dolphinorganics.com. We're also in all of the natural grocers across the country, Atkins and Chamberlain, lots of, you know, natural grocery stores such as those on our website. And then, again, local small mom-and-pop shops as well. We try to service co-ops and natural food markets in the area.
But how did you manage to get into these stores? How do you distribute?
Right now, what we're doing, we were at one point working with a distributor. The price model didn't work for us so much. So right now, everything is shipped directly from our fulfillment center to all of the stores. We go to Natural Products Expo, has been huge for us. We worked a lot with NPA at their Expo West and Expo East, and that's how we got a lot of exposure for some of the retailers who carry us now. And now we're at the point where, you know, we're just hitting the pavement. A lot of times consumers will write to us, and they'll say, I live in, you know, this neighborhood. This is my local grocer. Can you reach out? And we're honored and flabbergasted. If we reach out to 10 stores, 8 or 9 of them will pick us up because they love our ingredients.
You're now into your 5th year.
Yeah.
They say a company that survives 50 years, the 5th year will survive. Well, what have been some of the problems you've faced over time?
I'd say our biggest obstacles have been, one, financial, you know, just having the cash flow to sustain ourselves. The second really has been the staffing, and I think that maybe also ties back to the financial because we are a small business, so things like getting into more stores. We would love to have brokers who represent us or a sales team, you know, who could make those calls and make the follow-ups with the brick and mortar, and we don't have that at the moment. We've been very fortunate that the women and men who do work with us have been 100% passionate about our line and have given it their all, but I'd say those are the biggest obstacles usually is the people and the money.
We're here at the very unusual, it's called Press Show. It happens 6 times a year in New York and in Los Angeles. Today, the products happen to be baby-related. How are your products, infant or younger children-related?
Our signature line, the Dolphin Organics line, was really first formulated for infants. So it's especially formulated for newborns. It's pH balanced and tear-free, and that's what makes it a baby line, the Dr. Organics. And then, like I said, the Do Naturals is for the older children.
You know, with my program, you always have difficulty because we're waiting for our next guest. If it happens, we have a very effective. Identify yourself and your products again for our audience.
Sure, no problem. I'm Io Hart. I'm the founder and owner of Dolphin Organics. We are a EWG-verified skincare line for the entire family. And this is our first Consumer Products Expo. We're super excited to be here and happy to be a guest on the show today. And we're really looking forward, you know, we're launching a hand soap right now. That's our new product that's getting a sneak peek to the press that are here today. It'll be officially launched on Tuesday. But it's, of course, triclosan-free and available in fragrance-free and citrus, and we're very excited about that, as well as a face wash that we have coming out for older children.
Well, we're going to say thank you and ask you to go down and invite our next guest.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Don. Pleasure to be here.
While I talk to myself, and keep everything, the worst thing in the world is dead air inside. We're here at Allison Dutch press program. You're getting an insight from the various people who are here. We have some of the nation's top media people come to these shows. I've always wanted to do a live program from here, and today is the culmination of three attempts at doing it. Hopefully our audience is enjoying it as much as I am. I always feel scared because I'm sitting here alone without a guest, but we fully expect the next guest to appear, hopefully soon. By the way, the event is held six times a year, four times in New York and two times in Los Angeles. In New York, it's held in Morton's Restaurant, which means there's always good food. That's a plug for Morton's. But if our audience has been to Morton's, they know how good the steaks are and everything else. It's a very interesting time. We've had a guest talking about numbers toys for adults and children. Here comes our next guest, and who has a very unusual story and a very unusual book. Welcome to the show. Introduce yourself.
Hi there. Thank you so much. Tasha Mayberry. So happy to be here.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally, which is intertwined in some of the things you do. So go right in.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I'll start with, I guess, where I am today. Well, I should start with where I was. Essentially, probably 10, 15 years ago, my life was paralyzed by substance abuse. I was 40 pounds overweight. I was always in dead-end relationships. I was living paycheck to paycheck, no savings, poor credit score, had severe anxiety and panic attacks. And essentially, I just had to change. So I had that turning point in my life, and it did start a lot with reading the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. But essentially, I followed a set of simple seven steps. And within a year and months, my life transformed. I created a six-figure business, self-made, found the love of my life. I have a new baby boy, 3 months old, savings in the bank, excellent credit score, no anxiety or panic attacks without using medication. I lost the weight. I'm healthy physically and emotionally. So with this transformation, I said, geez, I need to write a book and tell the world. So I essentially wrote The Seven Steps to Attract Anything You Want. So that's sort of the short recap of my journey.
And what are you here displaying? at the show today?
Today we're here representing our magazine, Best in Baby Biz magazine, for short, Biz Magazine. And we are, our parent company is a PR and marketing firm, and we work with a lot of mom and dad inventors. And essentially, it got to the point where we needed a platform to share all these amazing stories and products. So we started the magazine, and it's very unique. Inside it has a catalog with clip shop feature, and we also do editorials on all the inspirational stories behind the products, because that's really important as well, just to know how they thought of it, and just really amazing stories. So we're here today displaying probably about 10 of our brands that are in the issue, and the current issue has 63 brands that are participating. So we're just having a blast, you know, sharing these wonderful inventions by moms.
Okay. Having said that, you also have written a book.
I have. Yes, I have.
Tell us about the book, and we'll go back to that.
Oh,
I want to make sure we get this in.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, sort of like a passion project. I've been talking about it with my husband for years, and it was strange. I knew that I wanted to write a book because my life was transformed. You know, I didn't really want to talk about my past and how I took a wrong turn, but it came to the point where if my story can help somebody else, then it's totally worth it. You know, I'm not that person anymore. I'm totally transformed, and, you know, it's okay. No one's perfect, so I definitely want to share my story. So I wrote a book, and I do talk about my journey, but more so, it's 7 steps to really attract anything you want in life. And if you follow the steps, you literally can attract anything you want. I mean, I attracted my first $10,000 check. That may or may not be a lot of money to some people, but to me, that was a lot of money. And to get that in the mail after I did the exercise following the 7 steps was just amazing. And creating a vision board and having everything of it come true in a year is just astounding, including my baby boy. I put a baby up there. 4 months later, I was pregnant, unplanned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the name of your book?
The book is Dream Big, Achieve Bigger, 7 Steps to Attract Anything You Want. So essentially, I was always a big dreamer. You have to have those goals and dreams, but not only just have those dreams and goals, but just achieve them and try to shoot bigger. You know, some people say the sky is the limit. When I sign copies of my books, I always say the sky is not the limit. You can reach higher.
Okay. Now tell us about your book and your products and everything else.
Sure. So, well, the book you can find at achievebigger.com. Again, it's a passion project, and I wanted to mention, too, a portion of the proceeds go to the Dream Fund that we're calling it. Our mission is to help 1 million people, and hopefully those listening can help with that. Essentially, a portion of the proceeds go to the Dream Fund, and we're awarding grant money to people, whether it's $100, $1,000, $10,000, you know, whatever they need to help them start and achieve their dreams. So essentially, we have that mission to help 1 million people. And, you know, the book is really for anyone. If you're at rock bottom like I was, which I share in the book, maybe losing control, or if you're highly successful and just want more, I mean, the book is for you.
Okay. And what about your products here at the show?
Yeah, the products. So we have multiple products here at the show, and they're just also wonderful. I have a 3-month-old baby boy, and it's very unique because I was doing PR for many years for these companies, but now I actually use the products, and I believed in them, you know, back then, but now I just, after using them, just truly love what I'm seeing. So, for example, like Duo Diary, it's a journal. It's a very simple concept, but it's brilliant. It's a journal that records, you know, feeding, diaper changes, and records things that mom has for her health, and it's wonderful because you actually write in the journal. And I know this day and age there's so many apps and technology, but when you're holding a baby, feeding him, and need to record something, you know, clicking on an app is really not ideal. So Duo Diary is wonderful. We have another brand that we're showcasing, Sleeping Baby. They raised, you know, they became a $1 million company, you know, through word of mouth, but then they went on Shark Tank and shared their heartfelt story of when they lost a baby, and it was just amazing. And that's when their brand really exploded. They do lots of charity, and their product is essentially a swaddle transition called the Zippity Zip. Their little baby girl wasn't sleeping because she was so used to the swaddle, but once the baby begins to roll, it's not safe anymore. So essentially, she designed this star-shaped garment put it on her baby, and her baby slept for 10 hours that night and every night since. So this is just a couple of examples of some products that we're showcasing, and we have about 10 of them down there.
If you, how long have you been doing this?
So my husband and I started the company. Well, I've been doing marketing and PR in the insurance, you know, wealth management world for probably 10 years. But for about 5-6 years ago, my husband and I started the business. So I met him. He did web design. He went to lots of schooling for web design and development. And I did all the SEO and marketing and PR and social media. So I said, hey, we need to team up. So I took a – that's another – actual story in and of itself. I took the leap and I left my cushy 9-to-5 and I said, let's do this. And like I said, we teamed up, and within a year we had a 6-figure business from word of mouth referrals, and it's just been wonderful.
Is your magazine print or online version?
It's an online digital version, and I believe we're going to keep it that way. It's just a beautiful magazine. It would be beautiful printed, but one of the key features in the magazine is there's a catalog section where parents, moms, whoever's reading it can click to shop, and there's exclusive deals. So we really want to keep it digital for that matter, and you actually can click all throughout the magazine, which is really nice. See something you like, just click, and it goes right to the webpage.
Well, what advice do you give other small business owners? What have you learned that you would like to pass on?
Well, we do give it lots of advice and encouragement and inspiration every single day working with the clients that we do marketing and PR for. They're just truly like family, and we treat their business as if it was our own. That's how we get, you know, such great results. But as far as specific tips, it really starts with your thought process. Well, actually starts with your inner beliefs, because you may be thinking and wanting that you want to succeed and do well, but if there's any limiting belief deep down inside, that overrides what you really want to do in life. So you have to really dig deep first, and whether it's like, you know, it could be anything in your life pertaining to success, business, love, friendship, really anything. So you identify those limiting beliefs, and sometimes it's hard to dig those up. And then you switch it around, have a positive twist, and rethink differently. So once you do that, then you can start, showing gratitude for the little things every day. And the more gratitude you have, you know, the more things that you'll attract to be grateful for. And it really starts with your thought process. So when you're starting a business, just know that you can do it. You will persevere. It's a lot of hard work. I worked probably 80, 90-hour weeks in the beginning, loving every second of it. But if you stick to it and be positive, you know, it definitely pans out and things get better.
Now, again, for our listeners, your website?
So for our PR and marketing firm, our website is www.socialmedia22.com. And then for the book, it's www.achievebigger.com. And then lastly, for the magazine, it's www.bestinbabybiz.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Really enjoyed having you.
Great. Thank you.
Want to know more about health savings accounts for your company or yourself? Go to 2HSA.com and get a free employer's primer.
Please.
Health savings accounts are a cost-effective way of offering health care benefits to your employees and yourself. HSAs build retirement funds for your employees, improve morale, and reduce your health care benefit cost. For a free employer guide to HSAs, go to 2HSA.com. That's 2HSA.com. Just how dangerous is social networking? Use of websites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are all the rage. But what are the downsides of this new technology? The incidents of bullying, stalking, harassment, and inappropriate content are increasing. Just how dangerous is it? What can you do to protect your child and yourself from it? Go to ProtectiveCountermeasures.com for a free hour-long video on the dangers of social networking. That's ProtectiveCountermeasures.com for your free hour-long video.
Hello there. Do you hear me? We're back here waiting for our last guest to make an appearance. Looking forward to having him with us. I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I have, despite all of the technical difficulties that have occurred. Dead air is the worst time. That's what happens with a live broadcast, but I wouldn't trade this for the world because of the spontaneity and the people we've heard today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Here's our next guest who's coming in with his power button. What do you call them? Power bunnies?
Energizer bunny. A globally recognized Energizer bunny who's never before been in. Okay.
Looks like a regular phone.
Yes.
Please introduce yourself and your product.
My name is Jeff Bialaski. I own a company, Treasures, which I've been in the toy business for 36 years and have done various licensing, manufacturing, and marketing, mostly of stuffed animals, starting with my own property, Bialaski Bear, and now taking the license for the Energizer Bunny, who has never been before been at retail or to the consumer, even though it's a 20-plus-year globally recognized brand. It's an exciting time, and we've started it with the Energizer Bunny slippers.
Well, tell us about what made you decide and think that this could make a good product and a profitable product.
Well, part of it is that 36 years of being in the stuffed toy industry and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And obviously it helps having a brand that's supported hugely by Energizer and with TV commercials that continue to run and show and feature the Energizer Bunny. And so that helps.
So describe what your stuffed Energizer is.
Well, I make three-dimensional stuffed animals that represent and look just like the Energizer Bunny. And the latest product is the Energizer Bunny slippers, which are one size fits all. When I say one size fits all, I'm a size 10, men's size 10, and it's a snug fit there. So it's really designed for children, I would say 4 up to women. Very big with college kids. Mothers who consider themselves the Energizer Bunny mothers and Energizer Bunny kids that just don't stop. It's really a fun product. It's taking this iconic character and bringing him to a product that's functional. Mm-hmm. Just like batteries are functional, the slippers are functional. Create smiles on people's faces when they see the product.
I'm sure. Let me ask you. You have slippers, which we're seeing here at the show, but do you have other Energizer products?
Yes, I have the Energizer Bunny plush bunnies in a small 6-inch beanbag size and an 8-inch, a little larger 8-inch size, a 12-inch size, and then up to an 18-inch size that are available. And I basically right now everything is available on Amazon. And we're looking to increase distribution as we launch these products. And this is just being launched. Our manufactured product just arrived this week. So we're very excited.
Do you source these out of China or Asia?
Yes, they're designed here, manufactured in Asia, and brought into the U.S. Globally, actually other countries as well. We distribute all over.
Well, how do you decide on the color? I mean, it's an interesting thing. You have them here in pink. I've always wondered that question.
Well, the Energizer Bunny is pink, so we don't have any latitude with Energizer. They're very strict about what product the character.
Tell us about your other product.
Okay, we have the Manhattan Landmark Coloring Book, which now coloring is huge, not just amongst children, but it's become a big adult phenomenon. And Barnes & Noble and grocery checkouts are featuring adult coloring books, and there are adult coloring parties. So this product has been around, but the resurgence has created some great excitement with our New York City Landmark coloring book, so much that we are looking at other cities around the world to do the similar product. And there are 20 plus different landmarks in New York City that we got the rights to be able to print versions or print the landmark, and so you can color them. And it includes the Chrysler Building, Statue of Liberty, St. Thomas Church. And that's also available on Amazon.com. And again, it's called the New York City Manhattan Coloring Book. And it's our company, again, is Treasures.
What made you decide to do such a book?
Well, it was a gentleman who I met several years ago who had initiated it and came to me for help. And so I partnered with him and continue to partner with him on expanding distribution and just timing because of this trend toward coloring and adult coloring. It's become a much bigger business than I originally thought at the time. So we're very excited. It's featured at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City and does extremely well there. They sell thousands of these coloring books annually, so it's quite exciting.
I'm curious, do you print here in the U.S.?
Yes. The book is printed in the U.S., and it's one of the few products that makes sense still to do locally. You maintain control, you're able to print quantities that you need instead of having to make big runs. So the printing, you know, has stayed in the, for the most part, has stayed in the local, which is great.
And if people want to learn more about that, is that also on your site?
Yeah, they can come to our site or they can reach out to me at my email, which is Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Bialoski, B as in boy, I-A, L as in Larry, O, S as in Sam, K-Y, at NJ, as in New Jersey, treasures.com.
Thank you so much for being with us.
That was great. Great talking to you.
You're in the fascinating part of it. What made you decide to come here to this show?
Well, I was contacted by Allison, who runs this, and she looked at the product and thought it was a great fit for the show. And it's the first time I've done a show like this, so I'm excited to meet new people and talk to.
Well, we're glad you came.
Yeah, it was fun.
You're one of the more fascinating ones.
I saw this. That means I'm the oldest one. Okay, when I become more fascinating because I have more knowledge.
You
knowledge and experience.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I feel. But it's nice. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.